This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Yotes. We're at the end of Siv Daled. The Mechaber said in Siv Daled that a Shliach Tzibur that forgot and he didn't say Anenu, he doesn't go back. Even if he just finished Rufainu. And if he does go back after he said Rufainu, then it's a Brach Levatala. But he should rather say Aninu and Shemea Tefillah like a Yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin. It's a Bracha Levatala. It's a Bracha Levatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, Dal Yidei Sheyachzer Loimer Aninu. That is, because he has to go back and say Aninu, Yitzorich Behechreach Loimer Achakach Berchas Rufainu Oidapam. If he's going to go back and say Aninu, he'll have to go back and say Rifainu another time, Kedei She'ala Seder, so that the brachas should be in order. We saw yesterday that whenever you go back, even brachas you already said, you have to repeat so that they're in order. Namely, Berchas Hashanim Achar Rifainu, to say Baruch Aleinu after Rifainu. V'hi Brach Levatala. And it's a brach levatala. She'in machzir mishval aninu. You don't go back for aninu. K'ma shekasav b'siman taksa. V'im shachach v'yamar aninu kaidem re'ina. V'im shachach, if he forgot, and he said aninu in the wrong place. He said aninu before re'e v'aninu. He said, brach Hashem, goyel Yisrael. I'm sorry, he said aninu. Ha'ina b'yei sara re'ina v'aninu. Das Magen Ram, d'tzorach lam aninu pamachas, acha re'ina. The Magen Ram says, you got to say it again. Who asked you to say Anenu before Re'ina? The Magen Avraham explains, Siv Katan Zayin, that the brachos need to be Kaseder. And if you say Anenu and then Re'ina, it's not B'Makoyma. It has to be after Salach Lanu. You have to say, in other words, what's the problem here? You put Anenu in the wrong place? No. The problem is not you put Anenu in the wrong place. The problem is you put Re'ena in the wrong place. Re'ena has to be after Slachna. Re'ena cannot be after Anenu. So the Magen Avraham says you have to say it again. V'chein kasa b'darcha chayim. Uber Prima Gadam nishar b'din zeh b'tzachiyin. The Prima Gadam is not so sure about this. Why? The Prima Gadam explains that the suffix is the location of Anenu Dafka after Re'ina, therefore you have to say it again after Re'ina. Or do we say, look, you don't even have to say Anenu. Anenu is not Choizer. So if Anenu is if Anenu is not Ma'akev, how could the location of Anenu be Ma'akev? Right, that sounds pretty logical. If you don't say it entirely, it's okay. So how could it be if you say it in the wrong place, then you have to daven again? But then the Magen Avraham adds, maybe it's not the location of Anenu that's Ma'akev, but it's a Seder Abrachais, and Re'e has to be after Slach. And when you say Anenu, you're making a Hefsek. So it's not going to help. So now the problem is, well, if that's the problem, how is it going to help to say Anenu after Re'ena, you still didn't say Re'ena in the right place? In other words, the Magen Avraham says, well, say Anenu again. Well, that's not going to do anything, because the problem was not that you didn't say Anenu in the right place. The problem was that you didn't say Re'ena in the right place, because you were mafsik between it and Slachna. So the Prima Gadam says he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. Mimanavshach. If the issue is that you didn't say Re'ena in the right place because you were mafsik between Re'ena and Anenu, so then it's not going to help to say it again. Elamai, you didn't put Anenu in the right place. But if you don't even have to say it, then why would it be ma'akev to say it in the right place? So I don't understand that. Maybe you don't have to say it, but l'chatchila you do have to say it, and the place to say it is after Re'ena v'anyenu. So say it after Re'ena. I think I understand the Magen Avraham. In other words, the Magen Avraham is saying, let's say I didn't say Aninu in the right spot. Maybe I have to say it again. Anyway, if a sefer Magen Avraham herich b'zeh masik dina gamkin dein lach zavon manin pamacheres, the Magen Avraham says maybe you don't say Aninu again. V'em yirtza yomen b'shamei tefila ki yachid, and if you want, you could say it in shamei tefila like a yachid. Aninu b'shamei atfila hu hadin imloy hayu asara. Let's say the same din would be if you don't have 10 people hamasanim b'beis haknesses. Ubo achar birchas rufa'inu. Like this. Let's say you don't have 10 people fasting in the shul. From here we see, if you don't have 10 people fasting, you don't say aninu as a separate bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says this later on. Now there's a question whether this applies to the Taina Sibur that it's Kavua. So what's the case over here? Let's say you didn't have 10 people fasting in the Beis HaKnesses. Ubo acher Birchas Rifa'inu, and then they come after Birchas Rifa'inu. Yoimar b'shamei atfila kiyachid. Then the shots says it in Shamei Atfila like Yachid. And what, if you didn't have 10 people, then the Shliach Tzibur, I guess, wouldn't say it in Shamei Atfila either. Vim hischil ha-shliach tzibur l'spal b'koram, v'oz, v'hoyu oz v'yis g'nesa sar shemasanin, v'achach ho'chum k'tazim k'tazim shizgah shil tziranenu. Let's say when the chazan started davening Chazar Sashatz, you had 10 people were fasting, and they left before Anenu. Lo yoimer Anenu, he should not say Anenu. I would have said he should say Anenu. Usually it goes by the beginning of the subject matter. If in the beginning of the subject matter you had the requisite shear, actually I don't understand why he wouldn't say Anenu. Because right now you don't have 10 people fasting. It does. Why would it go by now? Doesn't it go by when you start Shemana Esrei? V'toiv shiyomer oz v'shamei atfila. But the Mishnah Berurah says, v'im kvar hischel aneinu v'yatsu goymer. If you already started aneinu, then it's grandfathered in. But if you just started Shemana Esrei, it's not grandfathered in. I wouldn't have thought this. In fact, I don't really understand it. Why would Anenu not be like any other? In other words, let's say the Chazan starts Chazar Sashatz with a minion and he doesn't have a minion. Could he finish? Of course he could finish. So if he's allowed to finish because it goes by the Haskhala, then why would Anenu be any different? Because you don't have 10 people fasting, it doesn't. So what are you going to say? Anenu is a davar b'fnei atzmai? No, it's not. It's part of Shemana Esrei. What?
There's no anach. You can't say b'yom tzom ta'ani.
Why not? You need there's a din. You need anach. You need 10 people to say the word anachnu.
Apparently.
No, there's no such din that you need a minion to say the word anachnu. Watch, anachnu. See, I did it.
If nobody's fasting, you say anenu.
If nobody's fasting, of course. You want to know? Saying if let's say when he was saying the word Anenu, he said Anenu, you had 10 people fasting, and then they walked out. He finishes it, right? But you can't say Anachnu. You can't say sometimes it. No, the answer is you're grandfathered in. So the halachas of grandfathered in, we know, go by the beginning of Shemana Esrei. No? Kiyachid. You say it in Shemana Esrei Kiyachid. I am b'der chachayim shepoisek delo yach temeno bevracha rak b'shemea tefila kishar yachid ba'alma. What's the case? Shliach Tzibur did not say aneinu. So he sticks it in to Shemei Atfila. So the Darach HaChaim is saying, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Ho'ina Be'ez Sara, just he answered Baruch Atah Shemei Atfila like any Yachid. V'chei Nachayin De'Bezay Yatzul Kolei Alma Ayin B'Magen Avram. V'im shachach gam b'shamei ha'tfilah. Let's say the Chazan forgot even in Shema Tfilah. Filu nizgar kodem sheischol ratzei. Shuv lo yoimer, then he shouldn't say it. Elo yoimrena achar sheisalim basholoim kodem eloi kainetzar. Uveloi chasima. This is very interesting. If, who forgot Shema Tfilah? A yachid or the Chazan? Because the Chazan doesn't say Eloi Kainetzar. Why is he talking about a Yachid over here? Maybe even the Chazan says it after. In other words, what's the halacha if you forget Aninu on a fast day? Could you say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei? So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you say after you say the word Bashalom before Eloi Kainetzar. Page 34, number 28. And you say it before Yule Ratzayin. By the way, the Derech HaChayim paskins that even if you don't have 10 people fasting, the Shatz always says Aninu B'Shemei HaTfilah. So, in this case, if let's say you didn't have 10 people fasting in the Beis HaKnesses, what would the halacha be if you don't, stam, you don't have a minyan fasting, then the Shatz doesn't even say it in Shemei HaTfilah. Lamaisa, the Derech HaChayim holds, you always say it in Shemei HaTfilah. The Shari Tshuva Paskins, you don't say it in Shemei HaTfilah. So the Shari Tzion points out the din, that if you didn't have Asar Masanin, and then after Rafa'inu you have Asar Masanin, is even according to the Shari Tshuva, that you don't usually say B'Shemei HaTfilah, when you don't have a sermasanin, he would be moida here. But certainly the Derech HaChayim, who says l'charchila, that if you don't have 10 people fasting, you still say it in Shemei HaTfilah. Which, by the way, I think you could ask on that as well. If when you started the Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't have 10 people fasting, how could you just in the middle of change courses and inject it into Shemei HaTfilah? It doesn't go by the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, it goes by Ba'asher Husham. Why do all the other halachas of Tfilah go by the beginning? And when it comes to Dinei Aninu, it goes by Ba'asher Husham. It's very interesting. Okay, let's begin Simen Kuf Chaf, should we? We'll start it. You know what? We won't start it. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We'll start with Kuf Chaf on Monday, Be'ezus Hashem. Yeah, maybe somebody could think about, why does the din of Aninu, why is it not grandfathered in? That if when you started Shemoneh Esrei, you had 10 people fasting, and then some of them left, you should not say Aninu. You're allowed to say Kedusha, no? You're allowed to say Kedusha. Yeah, why? I ain't davar shebekedusha pachas me'asara. I had it. But now I don't have it. No, I grandfathered in. So fasting is different? Okay, Rabbi, say have a good Shabbos, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Rachav Asacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.